President Para Jones is announcing her retirement from Stark State College. The college says she will step down June 30th, 2027, ending a 14-year tenure in the role. Officials say Jones's leadership helped expand access to higher education, raise graduation rates, and build strong workforce and university partnerships across the region. Under her watch, the college also launched new degree pathways, high-demand programs, and achieved record-level outcomes for students. A national search is underway for Jones's successor. After sitting vacant for nearly 20 years, a former factory site in North Canton is now up for sale or lease. The 10-acre former Hoover Company West factory property is being marketed as a redevelopment opportunity with options ranging from apartments and retail to a complete teardown. Mayor Matthew Stroya tells the repository the city is eager to see progress after years of delays and frustration. The property has had some improvements but still faces code issues. No asking price has been released. A man has been sentenced to 6 to 9 years in prison in a child abuse case out of Paris Township. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett issued the punishment to 44-year-old Richard Claver of Canton. He pled guilty last month to charges of domestic violence and endangering children. Other charges, including felonious assault, were dismissed. They resulted from a July 2025 incident on Whitaker Avenue Southeast. Prosecutors say Claver repeatedly struck his 13-year-old daughter with a piece of wood, causing serious injuries. After release, he will serve up to 3 years probation. Two people are facing felony charges after a domestic incident at a Jackson Township hotel. 41-year-old Andre Golden and his 40-year-old girlfriend Amber Vance were arrested Wednesday in connection with an April 12th incident. Vance's daughter was injured after being pushed, repeatedly punched, and having her hair pulled out at the Roadway Inn on Sunset Strip Avenue Northwest. Both suspects are listed as homeless. No arraignment is scheduled in Massillon Municipal Court. Golden is charged with assault, while Vance faces a count of domestic violence. A major upgrade is coming to the Stark County Fairgrounds this year. Commissioners approved a $3.3 million electrical overhaul. It's the largest project in the county's nearly $10 million capital budget. The work will replace aging systems that have caused power outages and can't handle modern event demands. Additional funding will go toward HVAC upgrades, roof repairs, and general maintenance across the fairgrounds. A $1.3 million waterline upgrade was completed in 2023. The state is investing in housing assistance programs. The Ohio Department of Development is awarding nearly $4.6 million to 18 nonprofits. Nearly $43,000 is going to Catholic Charities Housing Opportunities, which serves Stark, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and other counties. The money will go toward payment assistance and housing counseling to 7 eligible households. Direction Home Akron Canton Area Agency on Aging and Disabilities will get $200,000 to provide 40 home repairs and modifications for homeowners 60 and older or adults with disabilities. The agency serves counties including Stark, Portage, and Summit. Drivers in Carroll County are back on the move after a bridge closure was lifted on State Route 212. ODOT says the route between Sherrettsville and Leesville reopened after crews completed repairs on a bridge over Conotton Creek. The shutdown followed a routine inspection that found a structural deficiency Tuesday. A Columbiana County grand jury will review a kidnapping case involving a Fairfield Township man. The case of 48-year-old Jason Hartsaw was bound over after waiving his right to a preliminary hearing in municipal court. He's charged with kidnapping, aggravated menacing, and assault following an April 6th incident outside a daycare on West Park Avenue in Columbiana. Police say a woman sent text messages reading 911 and help before being forced into a truck. She was later found on Lusk Lock Road in Elk Run Township after escaping. Hartsaw remains jailed on $50,000 bond. The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash in Mahoning County. It happened around 9 p.m. Wednesday when the car went off McGuffey Road in Coitsville Township, hit a mailbox, overturned, and struck a culvert and a utility pole near State Line Road. A passenger, 53-year-old Shun Moreland of Struthers, was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center where he later died. The driver was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Neither person was wearing a seatbelt. A former Youngstown clerk of courts is suing the city, claiming she was underpaid by more than $25,000. Sarah Brown Clark served from 2000 through 2023 and says her salary was supposed to equal 85% of the municipal judge's pay. The lawsuit alleges the city stopped matching increases during her final term, leading to the shortfall. Brown Clark is seeking back pay and claims the city breached an implied contract. A Liberty Township standoff ended Wednesday afternoon with a man in custody after police served a drug-related search warrant. Officers say 54-year-old Sean Knopf of Niles barricaded himself in an attic at a home on Pleasant Valley Road during the investigation. Two other people inside surrendered right away, but police used specialized equipment to locate Knopf and get him to come out. The standoff ended just after 4:15. Knopf is charged with inducing panic, resisting arrest, obstructing official business, and having weapons under disability. He's being held on $25,000 bond following arraignment today in Girard Municipal Court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.